Today on Gardening in a Minute, window boxes. If you want to add beauty and color around your home, bright colored flowers in window boxes can do just that. Use Florida-friendly plants like blanket flower or salvia to attract butterflies, and add trailing plants like sweet potato vine to add interest. You can even grow herbs or small vegetables. Remember that plants in window boxes dry out faster than those in the ground, so don't forget to water. Use a rain barrel or install a micro-irrigation kit, and be sure the window box has drainage holes. Make sure the filled boxes won't be too heavy for the support brackets that hold them to the house or porch railing. You can reduce the weight by using lightweight window boxes and a soilless potting mix. For more information about window boxes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, taking care of your hands. Gardening is a very satisfying hobby in many ways, but it can be hard on your hands. Here are a few ways to take care of them. Wearing gloves is a good idea anytime you're working out in the garden. Garden gloves will protect your hands from thorns and potentially irritating plants. They'll also keep your hands from drying out and keep your fingernails clean. If you don't wear gloves, remember to apply sunscreen to protect your skin from damaging UV rays, and never use your fingernails as tools. For after-garden hand care, a good scrubbing soap or degreaser will remove soil and grime. Apply a quality lotion to keep your hands moisturized, and use vitamin E or aloe to help heal minor scrapes. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hurricane pruning palms. When it comes to pruning palm trees, less is usually better. You never want to overprune your palms by subjecting them to what's called hurricane pruning or hurricane cutting, where all but a few fronds are cut off. Palms are naturally able to withstand the high winds that hurricanes bring, so removing fronds isn't necessary. In fact, it can seriously damage the palm tree since it removes green leaves that serve as the tree's energy factory. When pruning palms, only remove fronds that are completely brown and that hang below the 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock position. If you hire a professional, make your wishes clear by putting them in writing. Explain that you want your palms to have a rounded canopy, not a mohawk. For more information about hurricane-cutting palms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sanctuary gardens. Creating a sanctuary garden in your landscape can provide you with a refuge to relax and escape the stresses of daily life. Sanctuary gardens often incorporate a spiritual element and serve as a place to meditate, reflect, or pray. They're typically tucked away from the busier areas of the yard and offer at least a little shelter from the sun. They usually include a comfortable place to sit, and many have a calming water feature. Choose low-maintenance plants to keep the garden centered on relaxation rather than work. You can even add plants that have a fragrance that you like. Keep in mind that the space needn't be large. With little more than a quiet corner and thoughtful design, you can create your own sanctuary garden. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, designing low water use landscapes. Water is a precious resource that we all need. To conserve water, design your Florida-friendly landscape to thrive mainly on rainfall. Use the oasis approach, placing high-maintenance plants in areas with the most visual impact, like entranceways and patios. These areas of your landscape will need the most care. Group plants that have similar water needs together in the rest of your landscape. If you have an irrigation system, you can set individual zones for different water requirements. Use a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch in your planting beds to help keep moisture in. Choose drought-tolerant plants and consider a drought-tolerant turf, such as Bahia. To help protect your environment, take the smart approach to landscaping and plan ahead to use less water. For more information about Florida-friendly practices and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.